Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey everybody, welcome to the press. Welcome to the start of a new week. Hope you had a great Independence Day weekend if you're listening to us in the United States. Catch us from elsewhere. Hopefully you just had a great week. Hopefully you made some money on Davis Thompson. As I said last week, at head of the John Deere Classic, I wasn't going to bet on Davis Thompson for the same reason I wouldn't bet on Steven Yeager. No proof that he had even come close to winning or was going to win. And then what's he do? Goes and wins. But he was playing great golf. A couple of really strong finishes since from the U.S. Open onward. Indicated he was playing good enough golf to win, and what's he do? Goes out, sets the tournament record, 28 under 256. And yes, we didn't cash that ticket, but we did wind up getting some great golf out of Michael Thorup Jørgensen, who we talked about, and Luke Clinton, who we talked about. We talked about a number of players that sniffed an opportunity to win, but ultimately in the end, they didn't get to Davis Thompson. So, new week. Two new opportunities to win on the PGA Tour / DP World Tour, depending on how you want to think about it, and you can think about it wherever you want. But there are two DP World Tour events and two PGA Tour events this week. They're both co-sanctioned. You've got the Genesis Scottish Open, and you've got the ISCO Championship, which used to be the Barbasol Championship tournament in Kentucky. So we've got an Oppo event this week. We've got an Oppo event next week out at the CUDA out in California, the one and only Stableford event on the PGA Tour and DP World Tour schedule. We also have on the LPGA a major championship, the Amundi Evian Championship in France. Talk about that on Wednesday, along with Liv Valderrama, more in depth. And I think we've got a Korn Ferry Tour event this week, so we'll talk about that as well on Wednesday. Today, we're going to try and do kind of a split show, more on the Scottish Open, some on the ISCO Championship in terms of opening odds, first clicks, guys you might like this week for whatever reason. And then on Tuesday, I'll do a model for the ISCO Championship, but it's radically incomplete. So it's probably not even worth talking about here. We'll cover the big event for the week, Genesis Scottish Open, model, current form, horse for course. And we can do horse for course and current form for the Oppo event, but the model just is, because there are so many DP World Tour guys, it's a split field, basically. And a lot of the players competing in this haven't had regular starts in the last 3 months. So trying to evaluate them is suspect at best. But we will do one for the Scottish Open. Now, before we get into the PGA Tour stuff of this week, I want you to get a bet in. And I normally don't kind of press this kind of thing, but I would strongly urge you to bet on John Catlin this week in the LIV Golf event in Spain. He is a fill-in this week for Charles Howe III once again. He is going to be competing on the Crushers team. He played well in Nashville, didn't wind up closing the deal, obviously, but played very well in the Nashville event. He played well last week on the Asian Tour in their International Series event in Morocco. He shot the first 59 in Asian Tour history this year. He has won on the Asian Tour a couple times this year. He has also won at Valderrama. He won one of his DP World Tour victories at Valderrama. So he likes the golf course, clearly playing well. I got him at 80-1 this morning before everything with Keegan Bradley being the Ryder Cup captain happened and kind of threw off my afternoon or really whole day. But he's still out there at 65-1. That is a very good price for a successful golfer in a LIV event. He's going to be downplayed because he's not a regular, but that's a bet you should make. I have $25 on him. If sometime Sunday afternoon he winds up winning, get a cool $2,000 and don't even have to think about it. So I say that without hesitation. I strongly recommend that you go ahead and get some money in there. All right, now let's talk about the Genesis Scottish Open opening lines. We're playing the Renaissance Club, or as they like to call it very unctuously, the Renaissance Club in North Berwick, Scotland. Berwick has a W in it, by the way. But this week is, I like this golf course a lot. It is a doke. It is very weather dependent. And so looking through these kind of opening lines, trying to make some early choices, you have to keep in mind that we're going to need a weather forecast probably closer to Wednesday. So we'll try to look at it tomorrow, make some thoughts based on that, get a little bit closer to Thursday. But even then, I would recommend, unless you find someone that's so mispriced that you got to put some money on them, I'd be willing to give up plus 100, plus 200, plus 300 on a player knowing draw and weather. So keep that in mind when we're talking about stuff today. I don't feel that way about the ISCO Championship, because it's Kentucky. Like, how different can it be? It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. Could be plenty of weather delays this time of year in Kentucky. So there may be a lot of stop-start. That's something to keep in mind. But the draw is not going to make a big difference. So let's talk about the Scottish Open. Top of the table, Rory McIlroy, 8-1. I don't know how you bet the defending champion. I really don't. We haven't seen him play since the U.S. Open. Obviously, we know what happened at the U.S. Open. I don't think he's going to suddenly become the worst golfer on the planet or anything like that. But 8-1 for a guy you haven't seen in a month and may or may not be in the best place mentally. And you assume everything's going fine with the reconciliation of his marriage and things like that. You don't know. I don't know until he talks tomorrow. So I'm not willing to bet that number at 8-1. If he wins, good for you. Xander Schauffele's 9-1, I think worth a look, but I would probably not hang on that number because of the weather. Colin Morikawa has not had a bad start really since April. You can bet him this week, bet him next week. Cool with either. 16-1 this week. Ludwig is also 16-1 that I see, and I think that's a reasonable play. If you're trying to think about a one and done, both those guys I think are good in one and done next week. I don't know how much I love Ludwig in potential wind, so it may hold off on that, but he also beats the snot out the ball. So, yes, he's going to lose distance in the case of wind, but he's going to be further or farther out there than any of his peers. Fleetwood, 20-1. Hovland, 20-1. Pass. Hovland, I just feel like I don't know where he is in his rework. We had one very good plot point at the PGA Championship in May. That's 2 months ago. Everything else has been kind of mediocre. So it's possible, but I think I'll stay away this week. Tom Kim, 22-1. I was looking at his OWGR record just to look at all of his recent starts. It's kind of one of the tools I like to use sometimes. And I did not see a whole lot that I liked. I liked it a lot more about a month ago. I don't like it so much now. That's not to say he can't play well, but 22-1 is not a good price. Hideki, I think, is a very good price at 30-1. I also think Minwoo Lee is a very good price at 30-1. And I like Hideki because he's had a lot of good starts this year, and a lot of those good starts have been in non-majors, like the not-as-good starts. And they're not bad, not-as-good starts in the Masters and PGA. He had a great, obviously, great finish at the U.S. Open. So it wasn't perfect to the the Travelers, and that's fine, too. That's fine. But I think he's playing good golf. I think he's worth a look. Minwoo Lee, 30-1, I think is worth a look here. I love him next week as a dark horse. If you haven't gotten in on him in that kind of 50-1 range, I get there now. Matt Fitzpatrick, I'm going to pass at 40. Aaron Rye, I like a lot at 45-1. Same price as Justin Thomas, Bob McIntyre, Sun JM, Wyndham Clark. Of those golfers in that group, I like Rye playing great golf. Past winner of this tournament. Has enjoyed this event in the past. McIntyre, two up and down for me. Just I can't predict him. Justin Thomas feels like just another guy. Sungjae Im at 45-1. He continues to play great golf. He's been playing great golf for a while now. It's just short of a win good. This could be a good scenario for him. I do like him at that number. Wyndham Clark, I think he's lost. I don't know where he is. Brian Harman's 50-1. Along with Corey Connors and Sahith Theegala. Of those three, I'd look at Corey Connors the best, but again, I don't love him in windy conditions. Ben on at 55-1 with Jordan Spieth, who I feel like is now unbettable. I mean, he has been horrible this year, truly horrible. Max Homa's 55-1. Again, I've said on this show multiple times, if he's more than 50-1, I feel like I've got to bet him, but I think I'm going to have to contradict myself because I just don't think his game's in a good, I don't think anything's in a good spot with Max Homa. And I don't know why that is. And I don't seem to have collected any data that tells me he's going to work his way out of that. So I think I'm just going to let it go. Davis Thompson, 60-1. Hard to bet a guy week after a win for so many reasons, especially after your first one. Sepp Straka, 60-1. Started well at the Deer. Has been playing well. Likes wind. So those are some positives. The negative is, after the first round of the Deer, he stunk. I mean, just got boat raced. Finished T61, which really made my use of him in one and done not so great. However, I do think he brings some good things to the table here. 65 is Tom Dietrich and Christian Bezuidenhout. I could go with either of those guys. I'd be interested in either of them. Love Tom Dietrich in the wind. Love him in the wind. So let's get interested there maybe at 65-1. Alex Noren and Keith Mitchell are 75. Adam Scott, Billy Horschel, Nikolai Højgaard, Ryan Fox, Siwoo Kim, 80s. I have this affinity for Ryan Fox at 80-1, or really any price, but at 80-1, he has played well in the wind in the past, has played well in Lynx golf, probably worth a consideration. Siwoo Kim is actually an interesting player in these conditions as well, but I would not go after him. Denny McCarthy at 90-1, had himself a pretty good week at the John Deere Classic. Now that is obviously very different of a tournament compared to what they're going to experience here. I have a bias toward Denny McCarthy, but I would probably sit him out. Van Rooyen and Hoagie are both 90-1. Kind of interested in Hoagie on that 90 number because I think he can handle the wind pretty well. Rasmus Højgaard, Sebastian Soderberg, Tom McKibben, Will Zalatoris all 100-1. That tells you where Will Zalatoris is, the bookmaker's eyes and mine. Tom McKibben's kind of interesting. He almost won the Italian Open a few weeks ago. Got himself into a playoff after going off in front of the lead group by 3 hours or something like that. Wound up losing to Marcel Siem in a playoff, but he is playing pretty good golf. Eric Cole, 110-1. Kind of interested in that number. Again, trying to draw something to PGA National and Windy tournaments. I can get behind that, maybe. Bernd Wiesberger, 110-1, is kind of interesting to me because I like his game. He's been playing well in the DP World Tour. This is obviously a DP World Tour event just as much as it is a PGA Tour. And if it's windy, putting's a problem for everybody. What does Bernd Wiesberger stink at? Putting. Maybe that works to his benefit. Harris English, Jordan Smith, Keita Nakajima, Kurt Kitayama, and Matthew Pavon at all at 110. Kind of interested in Pavon. I love the moxie. Think he's going to get slept on this week. Jordan Smith, good finish last week in the BMW International Open in Germany. Playing in pretty good form, could be an interesting player. Ben Griffin had a nice week at the Deer, 125-1, along with Cam Davis, which that's almost a, you've got to bet the guy on principle at 125-1. He just won. I understand that he has won both his tournaments in the same place, and this kind of came somewhat out of nowhere, but you got to be able to ride that a little bit. Ben Griffin's been playing well. Again, he's played well in Bermuda, in windy conditions, in tough conditions, maybe worth a thought. Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler, also 125-1. And then we'll go down a little bit more, just point out a couple players. We don't need to go through the whole shebang here. But Ewan Ferguson just won on the DP World Tour in convincing fashion in Germany. Got to be feeling good. Laurie Kanter has won recently on the DP World Tour. Both 150-1, I think, are worth a look this week. Seamus Power playing pretty well. 150-1. I thought he represented himself fairly nicely at the John Deere Classic, a tournament he has liked. I'm willing to go there with him. Oh, boy. Guido Migliozzi, 175-1, is kind of interesting. He's won recently on the DP World Tour. Now you're going to get a lot of your DP World Tour guys in this price range because they just get disrespected by the market, especially on the American book side. Other than that, Rikuyo Hoshino is kind of interesting, 175-1. I don't think that's worth a bet. And that's probably the extent of it. That's good enough for me. I don't need to go deeper than that. One tournament I forgot to mention, there is this week the Cauley Companies Championship, which is another major on the PGA Tour Champions. We'll talk about that Wednesday as well. Mundi Evian Championship is Wednesday. LIV Valderrama is, we'll talk about that on Wednesday. Here's the other tournament of the week, the ISCO Championship. One thing I will caution anybody about trying to bet these Oppo events, the odds market is typically poorly formed and there's very little value, typically. And there is a very strong bias in these markets toward very recent performance, which is why an amateur, Luke Clinton, is the top of the table at 12-1, because he's the first amateur in 66 years to finish in the top 10 in back-to-back starts on the PGA Tour. Guy's got it. I will not dispute that. But 12-1 for an amateur to go win for the second time this year after we hadn't had that happen in 33 years? You got some explaining to do there. Thor Bjornsson, 16-1. Great aggressive player. This is going to be like a college event. This is going to be what he wants to do. It's a little bit longer of a golf course, so he can bang it out there. It's like 7,500 yards. This could work to his favor. But again, Thor Bjornsson's been a pro for 6 weeks. Clanton is not a pro at all, and they're the top of the table. But then once you kind of get beyond those two guys, you start to understand why. Daniel Berger, 30-1. On what planet? Chan Kim, 33-1. No. Mac Meisner, 33-1. Maybe. I could get behind that. He's got 59 potential. He's played well at times this year, had some good starts. Also thrown in some clunkers, but he seems to favor the style of the Korn Ferry Tour a little bit more than the harder PGA Tour events. Michael Kim does very well in go-low events. 33-1, playing okay. Toasty, 35-1. Carson Young, 35-1. I've never thought about betting Carson Young once, and I didn't really understand why he was at this point in the table. And then I looked, he's got a couple top 15s the last three starts. Does that mean it's going to translate to a win? Not necessarily, but that's why he is here in this market. Ben Silverman's 40-1 with Grayson Sig, J.J. Spawn, Joel Damon, S.H. Kim. Of those, I like J.J. Spawn the most. Has played pretty good golf lately. Could be one of those not as long veteran players that just doesn't get bothered by a Thor Bjornsson or a Clanton, just, or a Toasty for that matter, just hitting it by him a mile. Neil Shipley's 45-1 is kind of interesting. At least there's some version of value there, but I don't think that's something you can bet. Cam Champs, 50-1. Hayden Springer, who just shot 59 last week, is 50-1. Jacob Bridgman, Joseph Bramlett, who got in. Rico Hoey is 50-1. I think they're all unbettable. I like David Skins. He's been playing really well, but playing very well, 55-1. I think this is the exact kind of tournament he could win. Not saying he is Jim Herman, multi-time Barbasol Championship winner, but I also kind of am. So 55-1 for David Skins might be the one and only bet I place on this just for fun and to see if we get there. Dylan Wu, Johannes Veerman, a lot of people are going to bet, I think, 55-1. Nick Hardy, Sam Ryder, Troy Merritt, all 55. Alex Smalley, Harry Hall, Vince Whaley, 60-1. 65. Patton Kizzire, who does have a good finish in this tournament, but is not quite that same golfer. Along with Chesson Hadley, he's been playing pretty okay. Paul Waring, Ryan Moore, Sam Bairstow. Get into the 70s. Carl Wan, Hayden Buckley, Patrick Fishburne. I mean, you're starting to kind of see what the trouble is here in these events. Maybe a Pearson Cootie at 80-1 is interesting. Adrien Dumont de Chassart is just all over the map, but he's kind of interesting to me at 90-1 because he just hits the ever-living hell out of it. If you just keep it in play, he's got a chance. Jaden Schaefer is kind of interesting to me at 90-1. Not a PGA Tour player, but interesting guy. David Michelucci was a runner-up, co-runner-up last week in Germany on the DP World Tour. So many people are high on his potential, and he sometimes lives up to it and then just goes right back into the wilderness. But him and Justin Suh might be interesting 100-1 bets this week. After that, I mean, you're just reaching real hard to try to find players to bet at super long numbers. So I think that's probably enough of that for this week. We will talk tomorrow about model for the Scottish Open. We'll talk about horses for courses in current form for both the events. Kentucky and the Scottish event. And then on Wednesday, we'll talk about the Mundiavion Championship, talk about LIV in Spain, talk about the Colleague Companies Championship at Firestone in Ohio, and if we have a little time, we'll talk about the DP World Tour, or excuse me, the Korn Ferry Tour as well. If you have any questions, email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com, on Twitter, Threads, X, Instagram, and Blue Sky at Ryan Ballingy Golf, or Ryan Ballingy, Facebook and YouTube, Ryan Ballingy Golf. And then you can get a hold of Golf News Net on any of those services that handle Golf News Net. You can join Golf News Net for $40 a year at golfnewsnet.com or $10 for a week. Strongly recommend the $40 for the year, of course. And you'll get access to everything that we do, all the modeling, all the picks, tools that you can use to research data available to you for $40 a year. Back with another show tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening. We will catch you next time on The Press.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.